plagued by defects as well as the focus of a huge political blame game. But maybe there's some good news today for trains in Queensland. The Premier has appointed retired court judge Michael Ford to look into the procurement process of the next generation rolling stock trains. Campbell Newman is the former Premier of Queensland. Mr Newman, what's your role in the inquiry?
Well, Rebecca and Craig, thanks for having me this morning. Well, firstly, I haven't seen the terms of reference, so I'm going to be rather cautious in my words this morning because these inquiries do come down to what's in the terms of reference. But I'm really pleased that between Robert Doubt, Rail Back on Track and myself, we've been able to get the government to do this. So the background is about 2 months ago, Robert wrote a letter to me saying that Rail Back on Track wanted to have their own inquiry, and he asked for my cooperation in terms of providing advice or access to documents going back to when this whole deal was done. And you know what, Rebecca and Craig, when I thought about it and I then gave him a call, I just felt, look, we really had to have an inquiry. I want to get to the bottom of this. I want to know why this hasn't worked out properly and why so much money's been wasted and there are so many problems.
Do you have to shoulder a lot of that responsibility, Campbell Newman? This contract was awarded during your time in office.
Sorry, Craig, just missed what you said then.
Do you have to shoulder a lot of that responsibility given the contract was awarded during your time in office?
Well, look, I want to get to the bottom of it. So I don't particularly have a concern whether there are issues that happened on my watch or the government's the government's watch in terms of the implementation, but I want to get to the bottom of it. I mean, at the end of the day, taxpayers in Queensland deserve to see their money spent wisely. I can say this, if I was still the Premier now and this had happened, the minister concerned would have lost their job and public servant heads would have rolled and we would have got to the bottom of this anyway. So, you know, I'm sick of the blame game too. I'm sick of seeing, the current state Labor government continue to use this as a political football, where if they were fair dinkum about it, they would have called this inquiry quite some time ago. And it's because of work by people like Robert Dow, and again, supported by myself, that it's now happening. This wasn't something that the government wanted to do, but they've been forced to do it.
So you say if you were Premier now, you would have sacked a minister, sacked Absolutely. Public servants.
If this had happened on my watch, I can assure people heads would have rolled. And you know, I'm surprised that anyone would be surprised at that.
But effectively it did happen on your watch, Campbell Newman.
Well, Craig, that remains to be seen. So again, for listeners this morning, this is the bottom line. Why would Campbell Newman be so supportive and have called for this inquiry? It's a matter of the public record going back about 5 or 6 weeks ago that I've actually been in the Courier Mail. Indeed, I think I was on Channel 9 as well, calling for this to occur. So I am very happy to get to the bottom of it. And if my government did something wrong, we'll stand accountable. If the Palaszczuk government has done something wrong in implementation, they need to be held to account. But most importantly, individuals involved in the procurement process who have let Queenslanders down. Because at the end of the day, politicians make decisions on the advice of public servants. People who are not up to the job, who then down the chain, they need to suffer the consequences. And I'm particularly keen to see that people who haven't done the right thing to lose their jobs.
Campbell Newman, Bombardier, who were responsible for manufacturing the trains, have issued a statement. They say they maintain their original position that the NGR trains have been built to the specifications provided at the time. The trains were designed in Queensland by a very dedicated team of industry professionals and they've been built especially for Queensland commuters. At the time when you lost your job as the Premier of Queensland, Campbell Newman, what stage was that deal at?
Well, Rebecca, honestly, it's so long ago, I cannot remember. But that's again why I'm happy to have an inquiry and get to the bottom of it.
You can't remember whether or not you had signed off on design specifications for trains, a $4.4 billion 32-year project?
Well, Rebecca, you sit there in a cabinet and a submission comes forward and I'm quite confident that the submission that was brought to us would have said that the trains had to comply, for example, with the disability law. I wouldn't have signed off on something that didn't say that. So why don't they comply? I'd like to get to the bottom of that, and I'm sure Queenslanders would like to get to the bottom of it. But there will be other issues that will come out in this inquiry. We know for a fact that since the Palaszczuk government got into office, they basically have made all sorts of changes to the design. And why? Because of the pervasive influence of the RTBU, who have literally demanded changes to do with workplace issues that they have. So, you know, there will be some very interesting things that will come out of this. Again, I say, I just want to get to the bottom of it. If myself or my minister at the time, Scott Emerson, didn't perform, then we're going to be looking pretty silly. But you know what? Similarly, the Palaszczuk government needs to be held to account as well. But most importantly, Rebecca and Craig, if there are people, highly paid public servants, who had the carriage of this project and didn't perform, well, they need to be held to account as well. And that's what, when I was Premier, one of the biggest things I was trying to do was to get the public service to perform for Queenslanders. I wanted a public service that actually delivered value for money and quality of service and worked relentlessly in the public interest. Now, that sadly has gone right out the window with the Palaszczuk government. But hopefully with this inquiry, we have a little bit of an opportunity to sort out some issues, perhaps in some key areas in procurement and government.
How will you respond, Campbell Newman, if it turns out that the fault lies with your administration?
Well, the same way I'm responding today. I want to get to the bottom of it, and I'll be held to account. There's the old, Yes Minister series, and there was that program one time where the minister was told, don't ever have a public inquiry unless you know the answer. Well, I truthfully, I'm not sure what's gone on here, but you know what? I sure as hell want to find out, and I know Queenslanders want to, because they deserve better. Again, I say to you, politicians, yes, make decisions, but then rely on a professional, competent public service to deliver. And in this case, I have a very strong feeling that both governments have been let down by people down the chain, and it's important we get to the bottom of that.
But isn't it your job as the former Premier, or for any politician who sits around the Cabinet table, to ask the questions so that then you know that the advice that you are receiving is indeed the advice that you need?
I can assure you that at all times I ask the questions, and anybody who worked at senior level at that time would know that to front up to the Cabinet Budget Review Committee where these important decisions were made, that they could expect to be grilled professionally, but in a fair but also tough way. People preparing for G20 would know that myself and Jeff Sini and Tim Nicholls actually personally got the heads of the various departments in to query them on their IT security arrangements. Craig, again, I mean, I suppose the media can't have it both ways. I mean, on the one hand, you know, I was in there sort of putting a broom through the public service, and then to suggest that I wasn't into efficiency and, sort of professionalism and doing the right thing for Queenslanders, it just doesn't stack up. And this is a continuation of that. I am fair dinkum about this. That's why, again, I called for this. It didn't happen because the government woke up one morning and thought we ought to have an inquiry. It happened because Robert Dow and Campbell Newman worked together to put pressure on the government to do it, and indeed the opposition.
Campbell Newman, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Craig. Thanks, Rebecca.
The former Queensland Premier. His take on the inquiry that will happen into the NGR program, $4.4 billion. The contract was signed during the LNP's administration, 1300 222 612, our phone number, or you can send a text through to 0467 922 612. We have also requested an interview with the Premier. She isn't available this morning. I do understand that estimates begin today in State Parliament, so it could be an interesting couple of days as far as that's concerned. But Jeff Addison has been listening in. He's Robert Dow's colleague at Rail Back on Track. Jeff Addison, do you think we'll get the answers that we need about the NGR program?
Yeah, good morning, Craig. Good morning, Rebecca. Yes, look, I certainly hope so. We welcome the Premier's announcement of this inquiry. Robert Dow, as has been explained, has worked very hard to actually get to this stage. Many people don't realise he wrote letters to everybody involved in the project, all the politicians, all the public servants, inviting them for a submission because we were going to hold our own NGR inquiry, given the government had refused to up to this time. And he'd also written to the Auditor General back in March 2017, seeking an investigation into those circumstances. So, look, it's certainly great news, and we have, you know, full confidence in retired District Court Judge Michael Ford that he'll conduct a good inquiry into this circumstance.
Jeff, I'm just looking back at the time frame and the key milestones of this project. December 2013, the contract was awarded and works commenced at the Maintenance Centre in April 2014. Campbell Newman was the Premier until February 2015. Where do you think that the bulk of the responsibility lies for making sure these trains were built functional and compliant with things like disability access?
Look, I guess that's the role of this inquiry is to find that. Railback on Track didn't want this or don't want this to become a blame game. I can tell you some other pertinent facts, for example, that people aren't aware of. You know, back in 2010-2011, Downer EDI actually withdrew from the tender process for the NGR trains. Which is perhaps, you know, why the government at the time went overseas.
Yeah, and just to clarify, that's the company based in Maribyrnong, the old Walkers, isn't it?
That's correct, yes. Yeah, and they now have the contract for doing repair works on the trains to bring them up to standards.
Jeff, the original proposal of the project was 75 trains to be up and running. 35 have been delivered, but there are currently only 19 NGR trains operating around southeast Queensland. What is happening at the moment? Are there more being made? Has everything sort of ground to a halt?
As I understand, in March 2017, delivery of the NGRs got halted. They have had a number of issues with the trains, as we know. Originally, it was lines of sight at the platforms, but that, I understand, was fairly easily resolved. They've had issues with brakes and air conditioning. Quite a few delays are actually caused by doors not closing on the trains, so, which causes delays across the network. And most recently, an NGR train was involved with a dewirement down in Brisbane. That said, it may have just been dewirements happen in any overhead rail network anyway, due to, you know, failures of other elements, etc. So look, there are a number of issues with the trains, which has caused, you know, further delays and is obviously frustrating for commuters.
Yeah, well, we're talking about a massive project here. Over $4 billion of Queenslanders' money being spent on trains that don't meet the requirements to run properly on our tracks and to run safely, and with accessibility issues still being resolved as well. Jeff, thanks for joining us this morning. It'll be interesting to see what comes of this inquiry due to start in August. The full terms of reference, they have not been released yet, will be once approved by the Executive Council, which I understand will happen later this week. So watch this space.
And that statement from Bombardier begins by saying Bombardier notes the announcement regarding an inquiry into the procurement of the NGR project. We look forward to the terms of reference becoming available.